Yo, yo, yo.
What up?
50 years of hip hop. Let's go.
Let's do it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy J Solo, head and arms only.
It's your girl Key, heads up.
Hey, we just messing around in here, man. Hey, yeah. We appreciate y'all tuning in, man. We gonna keep this thing rolling. Any independent artists who want us to review your music on the show, please send it to the Now You Talking Network subject matter Play It Live podcast. We'll talk about your music, review it, get your feedback. We can do it live on the show, or you can just do it personally and send your the input back.
However you want to do it.
So independent artists, what, rappers, singers,
country, whatever music.
Yeah, anything.
Music.
Anything music creatively, send it to us. We'll check it out. We'll do it on here. If you request it, you know, we'll send it to you directly back to you.
What's up?
Shout out to our cousin Kenny the N-word for recommending on one of our episode clips. He was like, "Cuz, what you think about Dreamville, the D-Day Gangsta Grillz mixtape?"
Yeah.
Never heard it. Like, the way I listen to music, it's got to be recommended by somebody.
Yeah,
like, because I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah, me neither.
The blogs, all that. Like, it's got to come to me organically, and I rock with it or not.
Right.
Listen, that Dreamville D-Day Gangsta Grillz.
Hey.
That stick, that dance now, that beat is crazy. And that surround sound with 21 Savage, tough. I'm a fan of J.I.D. now. Man, hey. Appreciate the recommendation, cuz.
Yeah.
Dreamville, that deal, man.
Yeah.
But J. Cole think he's slick by signing J.I.D., which is like a younger version of Kendrick Lamar. So, like, he got a Kendrick on his team.
Okay, then.
But, Key, you got to check that out, man. That Dream Day.
Mm-hmm.
Another album you got to check out. We should have been talked about this. That Killer Mike album, Michael. Yeah. It was so refreshing to hear music with people who finish their words and want you to hear what they saying.
Yeah.
It's refreshing, dog. I ain't hating. It's just, I just want to hear you. I don't want auto-tune.
Right.
And I want to hear what you saying.
Yeah.
Man, that Run featuring Young Thug.
Yeah.
Run, better run. Dave Chappelle on the intro of it. That Slummer featured Jagged Edge. You got Jagged Edge on that boy. Scientists and Engineers featuring Andre 3000. And Future, they went in on that. 2 Days featuring Ty Dolla Sign, Tough. Something for the Junkies featuring Fabo. Great story.
Uh-huh.
To make a song for the Junkies and not disrespect them and just realize they people with an issue.
Pretty clever.
And just need something to cope and get by.
We ain't heard that yet, so that's pretty good.
Tough. Don't Let the Devil, that beat crazy, and then that Motherless, where he talk about his grandma and his mom passing, and the sacrifices and stuff they made, man. So, shout out Killer Mike, that Michael be jamming.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna check that out too.
Michael be jamming. This is gonna be a short show, but we gonna get into Tretch giving Eminem praise. He said he got a new album that's done before he release it or think about releasing it. He want Eminem to co-sign it. Give him feedback on it before he do it.
I might sound negative in this, but I don't think he need no confirmation from somebody to release his. I get it.
It's a respect thing.
I guess, but you ain't need that before. I understand it's a different time. You trying to do something in this new day or whatever, but you ain't never need. What Tretch?
I mean, as a...
What Tretch at?
He never needed it before,
naughty.
But like... Eminem is a Tretch fan. Like, Eminem gave Tretch praise and all that. To get feedback from Eminem, a person that look up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
It must like, be. But to me, okay, I don't think it's good then. Because he know who Eminem, and he giving him all the props or whatever for him being a great artist and lyricist and all of this stuff. So if you need that confirmation, being that he's, you know, a fan, that's your fan, it must not be that good.
He just want a confirmation though. Like if I was to get back into it, and it was a kid out here, like, yeah, man, I used to listen to AOB back in the day. and he's rapping now, doing his thing, and I see like similarities, like, okay, he got this, 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 and this. This is just hypothetical. If I wanted to get back into it and drop something, I'm gonna send it to him and be like, hey, what you think? Is this, we still in pocket?
Yeah, but I'm saying the way he coming off though with it, like he just giving him like the most, like he was just never great.
I mean, Eminem top five to a lot of people. I get number one to a lot too.
I get it, but
too much praise.
What about your little? Yeah, too much.
I mean, was Tretch? Tretch was on that top 50 list. Yeah.
What if Eminem say, okay, yeah, or whatever, the album come out and it's shitty? That part.
That's a whole
because
different...
He listened to
a whole different conversation, right?
Like I never really even. What's the Eminem's playlist? What he listen to?
I like to see what's in M
playlist.
Yeah,
I want to see.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll change my answer.
Trash tough, though, man.
Yeah,
Trash,
that's what I'm saying. I like Trash.
Trash don't get a lot of credit because of Hip Hop Parade and stuff like that. But
that
Trash.
Naughty.
Trash is tough, man.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to M, too.
I like to listen to it, but I just hope he's rapping with a current flow and please don't pull a Melly Mel.
Right.
Don't get stuck in that OPP lane.
Right.
Like, bring us the Tretch of today.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why he wanna... Yeah, I see that. But he could be wrong, too. Yeah, he might have Tretch out here looking like...
M could be wrong, too.
Yeah.
Like, M been kind of...
Yes.
Inconsistent.
Yeah. He kind of been chilling, too, now.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, if the album drop, I listen to it.
Right.
If somebody be like, hey, check out that Tretch, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this Cardi B, man. You know, we don't do too much gossip on here. But
yeah.
Only reason I'm bringing this up, because it's $100,000 involved. So she been clear of the throwing that mic. She been clear to that case.
Mm-hmm.
The microphone that she threw is up for auction, and the bid is at $100,000. So it ain't been paid yet. Whoever bid on it, they ain't paid yet, but it's in the works. So I'm bringing this up saying, should I be going... Just try to start stuff at these concerts?
So you can get some merch.
Should I throw some water at Cardi B and all this and get that mic?
Right.
Come on, 100?
That Beyonce concert coming up.
Man.
Y'all better get ready.
Listen, I think Beyonce concert gonna go different, though.
Yeah, she
you gonna be up out of there. You ain't gonna have time to grab yourself.
Hey, BB having that fan blowing on her, too? Bro, you better think again about that one. She gonna be ready for your way.
But as soon as you look like you finna throw something at Beyonce, she gonna throw the signal.
Somebody gonna come out with a
she
chill.
Gonna throw the signal.
The brawl.
Oh, man. But yeah, $100K, man, for that microphone.
Wow, man. But I heard, too, that Cardi was asking some of the people in her audience to throw water on her. So I don't know where this spiraled out at. I guess she ain't like that particular person throwing it water. I don't know.
It could be. You know, it'd be certain people with different looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever get that mic.
Shout out to Cardi for getting cleared and whoever that sold that mic for that 100.
Good for you, bro.
Good for you. This is something else. We haven't quite got into the Ladies First docuseries on Netflix. Story of the Women of Hip Hop.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer. I watched a little bit of the first episode.
Yeah, me too.
Very interesting. They got the old school, new school in there. We'll get into that later, man. I definitely look forward to watching that.
Yeah, me too.
Like they broke that down pretty good.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah in there looking like the queen pin.
Okay.
Orchestrating everything. And she in there cussing.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Me too. They raw in there. They raw. They ain't sugarcoat nothing.
She in there cussing.
They ain't sugarcoat nothing.
Who you calling her?
Okay.
I look forward to it, man.
Shout out
to the first ladies of hip hop, man. We're going to get into that, talk about that further episodes as we watch it.
Right.
Let's get into our celebration of 50 years of hip hop. And let's see if we know what we're talking about.
Oh, shoot.
You ready?
I guess so.
We got to name 50 rappers.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. So we're going to go 5 for 5, right?
Oh, Lord.
So I'm finna go ahead and cheat. 50 Cent, Eminem. Dr. Dre, Lloyd Banks, Tony Ayo, I'm cheating. Just
God.
Like that. They were my 5 right there.
Okay, then. I'm going to go with the female rappers then.
Let's get it.
I'm going to go with Queen Latifah, MC Light. Roxanne Shanté. I'm going to go with The Brat. I'm going to do Nicki Minaj.
Missy Elliott. Mystical, Master P, Red Man, Method Man.
Okay, then. I'm going to go with Bahamadia. I'm going to go with Remy Ma. I'm going to go with Rod Digger. I'm going to go with Lady Melody. And then I'm going to go with Lola Brooke.
Coi Leray. Kodak Black. J. Cole. Damn. Kendrick. J.I.D.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to go.
What's the count? Where we at?
What we at?
15, 10.
I know I missed.
Who at 25? Come on, Keith, let's go.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Big Boy. I'm gonna go with Andre 3000. I'm gonna go with CeeLo. I'm gonna go with Gip. I'm gonna go with That's four.
One more?
And then I'm gonna go with what is this?
Yeah. Celebrating 50.
Oh, Lord. And Young Thug.
I'm bringing the...
2030.
All right.
Yeah, I'm bringing this back out. I'm going with Jadakiss, Styles, Sheet Looch, DMX. The Swiss Beats count? He got an album? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with Jay-Z. Yeah. I'm going to go with Beanie Siegel. I'm going to go with Memphis Bleak. I'm going to go with Kanye. Oh, I can't even think of my boy's name, and that's crazy. Freeway.
Can I go with athletes?
No. Well, they...
Yeah. I'm going with Dame Lillard.
Okay.
Shaq.
Ah.
Immortal Technique. Twista. Busta Rhymes.
Shoot, man. I'm going to go with LL. I'm going to go with Run DMC. It's two of them, so I'm going to go with Run and DC. Ah! Oh. So I got three. So then I'm going to do, I got to do my boy. I'm going to go with Biz Markie. And then I got to go with my boy Slick Rick.
Too short,
yeah.
E-40?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's what we stopping at.
No.
Salute E-40.
No, think somebody else. No, we will not stop with E-40. No,
we stopping at 40, Water.
We will not.
Shout out E-40.
Oh, my God, no.
Out of the whole spectrum of hip-hop, what are we doing?
Man.
Playing it loud.
Playing loud. I'm going to put on that Mike Jones. Slow down.
What Mike Jones?
What my name?
Back then?
Back then, they didn't know me. Yeah. Back then, they didn't know. Now they all over me.
What?
I'll go with Mike Jones.
Out of the whole spectrum of hip-hop.
Yeah, nah, right now, that's what I'm on. Because we're going to end with Mike Jones.
Let me see. I don't know no E-40
What's
songs.
What's my name? Mike Jones. Yes.
Y'all know
him. Yes.
Y'all can stop doing E-40 like this, man.
Yes.
I'm going to go the salute hip-hop. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go Soulja Boy and Drake.
Okay.
We made it.
We made
it.
Salute hip-hop. Yeah. Salute to the hip-hop, man.
Okay. Nigga, we made it.
Head suck. We made it. Yeah, I go with that, too. I appreciate that. That was straight.
Nigga, we made it.
I like this shirt off.
Hey.
I'm Nikki.
We just were... Hey, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in, dog. Play It Loud podcast, man. We're going to keep this thing coming to you. We still looking for guests, man. Don't be scared to come on the show. We just come on here, have a good time. Yeah. Your opinion is your opinion.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? We just have... Hey, if you got an opinion that's strong, just feel like you, you know, have some facts or some breakdowns for it. Don't just
but
be saying,
respectful.
I like it. Right. And that'll be it. You know what I'm saying? But...
Put some respect on my name.
You got back then they didn't want me. That go with hip hop.
Back then they didn't want hip hop. They didn't, man.
They ain't want hip hop.
Mike Jones said, "What's my name?" Mike Jones.
Yeah.
What?
So hey.
But then again, you know, I want to change it, And I want to, I just hear ODB in my head right now. What's I'm the Osiris of this.
Osiris of this.
Let's take it back to 79. Man. That thing is classic. Classic.
Nigga, we made it.
Yeah, nigga, we made it.
Play it loud. Man, please, come on, man. We want y'all on the show.
Come on the show,
and
man.
And be a part of this, man. Like, we ain't got no celebrities on here. It's just a fan perspective.
Right.
And we have fun with
it,
y'all.
We have fun.
You know what I'm saying? We come take on. Our arms off and we just be head and shoulders.
We be naked.
Hey, man, we out.
Peace.